What do you do when trying to be yourself results in the catastrophic? Daily Rangi brings Taka Tapui to the Blue Room Theatre as part of the Summer Nights program to investigate just that. With a deeply personal retelling unfolding on stage, it's sure to take the audience on an emotional journey. Daily joins you right now. Good morning.
Kia ora, Morena. How you doing?
Very well, very well. Thank you for being with us. I want to start with just a couple of definitions straight off the bat. When people sort of look up your name or sort of look into your background, you're described as an anti-disciplinary artist. Can you tell us what that means?
I kind of stumbled across it from other artists that kind of resist, you know, typical forms of... Or artists that kind of resist in their general practice doing just one thing. So for me... I kind of come at what I do from the stories I'm trying to tell and why I'm trying to tell them, rather than thinking too hard about how I'm going to tell them or what venue it's going to sit in. And, you know, instead of thinking about, you know, theatre or dance or poetry or music or musical theatre, like with 107 I've just directed, like thinking more about, yeah, the stories I'm trying to tell and work from there. So kind of working quite anti-disciplinary, but... Mm. That's only in the sense that everything's very, like, set in discipline
sure.
at the moment.
Well, and it's that idea of, like, letting the root of the art actually inform
yeah.
the way that it takes shape, whether that be, like, on a stage or on film
yeah.
or whatever.
And I think, like, the word itself can look a bit naff, actually, and people go, oh, anti-disciplinary, ooh. But it's kind of less than that. And the only reason I use that word at the moment is because I have no other way to describe it right now. So hopefully in a future where some of those walls between forms and hierarchies are kind of broken down, ultimately one day I just hope I can just call myself a storyteller, you know?
Sure.
But even to some people that feels quite naff. And it's like, oh my God.
You can't please everybody.
You can't please everybody, no.
Now the other word that I wanted to get a quick read on from you is the name of this show, Taka Tapui.
Yes.
Tell me, where does that word come from?
It's a te reo Māori word. It was kind of, I suppose... reincorporated kind of back into the language somewhat in the 80s, kind of when, you know, the fight for queer kind of rights and justice was ongoing over in Aotearoa as well, especially with Indigenous people. And it essentially just means to describe oneself as Taka Tapui just means you're queer and Māori, you know, and there's kind of evidence that's been uncovered by Elizabeth Kerekere, who's a queer academic over in Aotearoa, and basically saying that kind of fluid and experimental and wonderful expressions of gender and sexuality existed, you know, BC, before colonization.
Mm.
And, you know, to be all of these wonderful kind of diverse peoples is just part of culture.
It's like a label for the unlabelable, if that's a way to put
in
it.
In a way, and it is kind of untranslatable in that way. It doesn't quite mean queer, because queer in itself it kind of exists in respect to
sure.
the normal, in air quotes, you know, or the kind of...
There's still like a sense of othering that's going
yeah,
on
yeah, 100%.
There.
And I think, I mean, I definitely like use, you know, kind of labels, because that's how, you know, we're communicating in English. So I use kind of the English words to describe it. So you can, you know, for me, it's like words like non-binary and pansexual and all these things. But I always kind of question, again, like what the labels are in regards to and what they're referring to and who's writing those definitions and who has control over them. Because even sometimes it's been hard for me to kind of feel like I'm like a part of that kind of queer community
sure.
based on my own kind of gender expressions and ideas of sexuality, because, you know, you don't know how you use the words, but do you actually have control over that?
Mm. And so all of that goes into this show or this piece of work that you've developed. Tell
yes.
us how you arrived or how you first discovered the phrase or the word Taka Tapui and how it has informed what it is that you're about to do.
I think the word kind of came with connecting more to ancestry, to whakapapa, to tracing my family, to tracing my ancestry, to trying to connect more. And that's been hard over the last 2 years, because I haven't been back to Aotearoa in a couple of years now. And that's always hard. And so kind of from a distance, you know, learning language and reconnecting, and, you know, and there's beautiful things. Like I can now trace my entire family all the way up to the waka that first arrived,
oh,
the canoes
wow.
that first arrived to Aotearoa. So I feel very strong in my connection to ancestry and in that identity, but with the ways in which kind of a certain kind of institutionalized religion kind of made their way into the country with colonization, it's it, it it becomes hard because there's certain attitudes that do become embedded even within the Māori community against kind of the queer or the abnormal or, you know, stuff that perhaps didn't quite exist before, you know, everything happened back in, you know, 1800s.
So when you hop on stage, there is a couple of sort of different moving parts going on. One of them being, like you said, storytelling. Tell us how that comes out. Is it in forms of, of song or poetry or...
I mean, the interesting thing about the work is the work's actually about kind of trauma and healing. So it's kind of just unpacking the kind of trauma and violence that can come with existing in a queer Māori body. And the way that I kind of communicate is through storytelling. And, you know, it can come across, I suppose, to some as quite, you know, egotistical in a way or quite personal. But I think the idea is that I use an event that happened to me around 7 or 8 years ago, a quite violent event, and kind of use that as a wind of caution, you know, to kind of create some waves of change. And for me, kind of, it's really beautiful to kind of just explore using the voice as the instrument of storytelling with modern technology, because for me, just telling stories is the most ancient kind of important form of storytelling. Everything we do, music, theatre, art, like visual art, like even advertising, it all comes back to stories.
They're all just disciplines of 100%. Storytelling.
And I just stumbled across a voice processor one day over at like Cosmic Sound and was like, oh, that looks cool, I'm going to buy that. And I just started to play around with it, and I found that using this voice processor and then getting a looper as well gave me this beautiful opportunity to kind of create the entire world of the story on stage. And, you know, people might argue that's a bit minimalist and a bit simple and a bit basic, but I really want to strip it back to the essentials and see just how much I can immerse the audience in this story and kind of warn them in a way. Because that's the thing, a lot of ancient storytelling is all about warning or proverbs or giving you something to take with you or learning something. And that's kind of what this show does as well.
Yeah. We're joined by Daily Rangi this morning. We are talking about Takatāpui. It is a show as part of Blue Room's Summer Nights program. We'll give you details in just a moment. It's quite amazing. You've given away like a lot but also very little at the same time. The show, at least from what I'm understanding, it's like this intersection of history and colonisation, your own sort of ancestral roots, but also like this expression of what it is to be, like you said, a queer person in a Māori body.
I mean, the kind of history and these kind of and colonization hangs over it like a heavy kind of storm. But the actual like events of the story is literally just me on a night out.
Sure.
So it's kind of in five parts, and there's also some disco lip syncing in there. So if you want some of that, you know, just come along just for that, and then you can hang around for the story. But yeah, just five parts of kind of going out on a night out, and then things kind of occurring in that way. And there is heavy content in there. There's kind of all kinds of violence from the micro to the macro. But I think I've kind of tackled it in a way that is quite soft. And the story itself was published in the kind of Kill Your Darlings New Australian Fiction. Again, I use an air quotes anthology. And the response I kind of got was just amazing, having people kind of be, wow, you're kind of dealing with a topic of this topic of violence against bodies and bodily integrity and body sovereignty and what it means to kind of own yourself in a way that, you know, it's trauma. It can be difficult to talk about, but ultimately the work's about healing and how you come to deal with that.
Absolutely. Listen, if you would like to see this, Takatāpui is at the Summer Nights program as part of the Blue Room's Summer Nights program. Go figure. It is showing from tomorrow night. It opens till Feb 12. A couple of other people involved. One that I want to touch on is Anisu, who is your incredible sound designer. Tell us how you came to working with them.
I just loved Anisu's music. first heard Black Girl and was like, wow. And because the work is quite lyrical and poetic, like throughout, I thought it might be great to really work with Anisu to create, because I'm doing some looping and vocal processing, but then behind it, we've got some beautiful new original just compositions, great, both in kind of foley and background, but also ambient beats as well.
All right. Well, if you would like to see this, like I said, tomorrow night till Feb 12 at the Blue Room, the tickets are available through their website. Daily, thank you so much for coming and being on Breakfast.
Thank you so much.